This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, NEO room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and exemplify those two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get started, Kyle, I want to mention to everybody, you're running out of time because we got this hell of a deal on the tickets that are left, and the regular seating arrangements where we're going to be with the Job Creators Network, Bring Small Businesses Back Tour, because tomorrow night, 7 p.m. is when it starts, the main event. And you can be there. The governor will be there. He's going to give a special 20-minute policy address. Some of the things that will be talked about are the high taxes around the country, government red tape, and no to the mandates. And the governor's going to have a news-making address that he's going to give there. You'll also have an opportunity to meet me. I'll be saying the pledge and leading the pledge along with some of my friends that you'll hear about and see when we get up on stage. Also, Bill Bunkley is going to be the moderator for the panel discussion, which will feature our own Mike Gallagher, and Carl Jackson will be there. The Job Creators Network president and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz, will be there. Fox News business contributor, Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth Management here in Tampa will be there as well. And, of course, it'll all be at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay, just minutes away from the Tampa airport, a little bit west of the runway there, easy to spot, right on the bay, 2900 Bayport Drive in Tampa. Now, we've got a deal where you can go to theanswertampa.com and become a member of our loyalty club. Costs nothing to do that. And when you do that, you'll be able to buy one ticket and get one for free. In other words, it's a buy one, get one. You join our loyalty club. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. And you'll have an opportunity to get other great things as they come along there at theanswertampa.com. But sign up. And if you want to have an opportunity to see history in the making, because I'm telling you, the governor is going to do something that's going to draw national attention, you want to make sure you're involved. Okay. Kyle, back to you. We had to get all that in there. Sorry.
No, that's right. Well, people should make plans to attend. Absolutely. It's going to be great, and the captain's going to be leading the pledge. So I can't imagine anything better than that.
Yep. I'll be easy to spot. Now, MSNBC's Joy Reid is really a piece of work. She complained about the Gabby Petito media coverage and called it a missing white woman syndrome. I think we're going to challenge little old Ms. NBC Joy Reid to a little something. And you came up with a great idea. What is it?
Well, I mean, she's using the term that was actually coined by the late Gwen Ifill, but she's bringing this around at a time when the country was captivated by this story. I don't think it was captivated.
Still is.
Well, of course, yes, but I don't think it was captivated based on race or any of these kinds of things.
Nope.
It's horrible, Captain, that Joy Reid is making this into a race thing when you have the parents who are devastated. They had to wait so long to get any information, and the information was the worst possible information they could ever get as parents. And so here you have Joy Reid saying this. I don't know. Well, you know, she has quite a platform. Maybe she could dedicate programs to looking for people or something like that. But to sort of snipe like this, I think is completely irregular, and it just it's hurtful to the people who are involved in this. But also, again, this is a mystery. This is why this has captivated the country.
Yeah.
What this guy did, why he didn't say anything, where is he now? The public wants to know.
Now, you're right about the platform she has, but most of the time her platform is smaller on television than ours is on radio.
Well, this is very true.
And I don't feel sorry for her.
Well, no, but everything...
And the more she talks, the smaller it gets, especially with crap like this.
Right. Well, but everything is not, in America, is not somehow related to race. I mean, you actually
right.
have people, Captain, we talked about this extensively on the program yesterday, about the horses and the Border Patrol.
Yes.
And so you had people actually saying things like, well, this is akin to slavery and with whips. Of course, there are no whips anywhere in the vicinity. But again, everything has to be brought around to this, and it's actually the most disunifying thing we could possibly be doing.
Well, I explained to everybody yesterday, anybody who knows what a cow pony is, those were cow pony moves. Those horses were trained to do that. It was just like they were herding cattle, only in this case they were moving people around without actually moving them.
Well, exactly right.
You're not going to argue with a horse coming at you that weighs, you know, whatever.
Well, no, but even the vice president is calling for a full investigation into the horses or this kind of stuff.
Oh, what a dope.
It's ridiculous.
Get on a horse and ride it yourself and see what happens. You get thrown on the ground. All right. Hold that thought. I want to see Camel on a horse. All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. She's going to take a break. Kyle's going to take us out to the break. And I shall return.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. And Frank Salvato was on yesterday. We got a lot of great positive comments about Frank and what we were talking about yesterday. Frank is always a wealth of information. He's like Kyle. He's been a political guy for a number of years, but his time was served in Chicago with the mob. No, I mean with the Daily Bunch and then Obama and that crew there before he moved down to Florida said he just couldn't take it anymore. He had to come down here where the good folks were, and he was right. He was right. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow is having a tremendous sale right now on something that we've been telling you about for a while. I bought them. Kyle's bought them. Jeff bought them. The Giza sheets. Now, you can buy one, get one on those famous Giza sheets by going to MyPillow.com and seeing the little ad that's there. And then it says promo code, you get the price, buy one, get one. Well, here's the deal, okay? The promo code you need is Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, if you really want to see what they got for sale, too, and you want to save some more money on some things that you might be able to use, go to the Radio Listener Specials tab that's right there. Click on that. It'll open up a page, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff on there that you might not see on the home page. And it's all up for sale with some insanely low prices with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Promo code CAPTAIN. You'll wind up getting the stuff. Now, if you don't want to use the Internet to make your order, you can use the telephone. The phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And you can call over there, ask any questions that you need to have, and place your order there and not have to worry about whether or not somebody's going to steal your information off the Internet. But the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code for anything that's there is Captain. You will save a bunch of money by using that. And if you want to call them, you can do that too at 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we put out an interesting little challenge to Joy Reid. We'll see if any of her people are listening, because some of the people over there do listen to us, the MSNBC folks. I don't know what time they listen to us or whether or not they're listening to the podcast, but I've been invited to be on that network a number of times, and so far I've turned it down, and I'm going to continue to turn it down because I know what they're going to do. If I go over there, they're going to try to ambush me.
Well, yeah, I think that's a fair.
And
fair
I'm not going to do it because it won't be fair.
Right. Well, but again, you know, Captain, people go missing, and again, it's so sad when this happens. But her, whatever she was saying about this, has to do with evidently when people of color go missing, it's not a national issue.
Well, it is, depending on who it is.
Well, precisely. Again, I think it has to do with the story or with the or the news breaking, this kind of thing. But again, to bring it all back to race or try to inject it into
ridiculous.
It is. Well, it is ridiculous, and it's really sad.
All right. Well, fewer than one-third of Americans now expect a stronger economy a year from now, and nearly half think it will be much worse. Where are you at in this?
Well, unfortunately, I think that what will happen is we'll continue to see inflation stick with us for a very long time.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think we're going to see small business continue to struggle because they're having a hard time getting workers. We're also going to see these eviction moratoriums eventually start to, and here in California, I think it'll expire here very soon. You're going to have issues with that. And so unfortunately, no, I don't think we're going to see the kind of recovery that we would want to see, because again, and the division is there. You have the Democrat Party elite trying to divide workers from business owners, renters from property owners, and the list goes on.
Now, I was talking to a waitress yesterday who's been in the business a number of years, and she said to me, I said, how you doing? How's the business? How you doing tip-wise and all that? She goes, you won't believe this, but it's true. Since they raised the minimum wage, my tips are way down.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yep. She said, People think that we're all getting $15 an hour, and we're not. And they don't give us a tip because they figure that that's more than enough money.
Right, right. Well, again, yeah, that's an assumption, but on the ground where the rubber meets the road, especially for many people that work as servers, boy, it is tough.
Yeah.
And something else I've noticed too, Captain, some of my favorite places to go, they're not very crowded these days because number one, the food prices have gone up so high. And so I do try to be nice. The people have showed up to work. They have really shown that they want to be part of this economy, and I think they should be rewarded with a good tip.
The $18 meatloaf just doesn't cut it at lunchtime.
Right.
All right. Beto O'Rourke is amassing a huge war chest in his run for Texas governor. Now, much of the money we're finding out is coming from Hollywood and others outside of Texas, maybe even overseas.
Well, sure, of course, because again, Texas, and in their mind, I think has to be conquered in that sense. It's got to be taken over. It's got to be changed fundamentally. And of course, Beto O'Rourke, also known as Robert Francis O'Rourke, I believe, is somebody who has made it clear that he's not in line, I think, with most Americans' view on the Second Amendment, and certainly not Texans.
Did you hear the Border Patrol union president yesterday ripping Jen Psaki for her false accusations about the Customs and Border Patrol using whips on illegals?
I didn't hear the exact words, but I did hear.
Ballistic on her, saying that all she's got to do is open her eyes.
Well, sure. And again, you have people that are actually trying to spin this yarn that somehow this is like slavery back in the 1860s or something, and on it goes. And the word whips, it continues to be used, although there's not a whip being used. And certainly the Border Patrol officers are not trying to inflict the kind of harm or injury that one would use with what would be an actual, like a bullwhip or something. Give me a break. But what they're doing is, Captain, they put the lie out there. It gets blasted through social media. People become outraged because people are being whipped and treated like slaves, quote unquote, according to some of these commentators. And then suddenly they have an outrage on their hands. When in reality, if you just watch the videos, you see what's going on.
Yeah, and Tennessee, who's been following the federal guidance, has now recommended that the vaccinated shouldn't be able to get the monoclonal antibodies.
Well,
they're kind of going against the grain a little bit.
Yeah, well, because one would think that you get the monoclonal antibodies if you contract COVID. So we do know that there are some breakthrough cases that is possible. So again,
and now they're being rationed because the federal government took back total control of them, and it's up to Biden and his cronies who gets what.
Right. Well, and the government really shouldn't likely be the one to be those arbiters. It should be done by medical professionals. But what we've seen, Captain, in a nutshell, is we've seen medicine and science, they're no longer a thing. They are now a political brand. And the controlling party gets to decide what is truth in science. I mean, this is Orwellian to a major degree.
By the way, Governor Abbott signed a new law in Texas cracking down on distributing the abortion pill after 7 weeks. That's something new now in Texas on top of the other bill that the Supreme Court allowed to go through.
Right. Well, and again, all these things are going to get, there's probably going to be stays put on these kinds of things, and it will go to the Supreme Court, but that's the process that plays out in our country.
Yeah, Supreme Court's going to be real busy.
Yes, very much so. Well, and then, so, by the way, be ready for the articles and opinion pieces and things of the Supreme Court is broken, and we've got to get, they have term limits in there, and we've got to, in other words, it's going to become more and more political. It's a co-equal branch of government, and yet you have people who want to control it entirely.
By the way, speaking of political, a congressman has put together articles of impeachment, not that it's going to go anywhere, but articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for his recent activity in Kabul.
Well, sure, and that's to be expected. But as you said, it's not gonna go anywhere.
No, Nancy, I'll never let it on the floor.
But what I think they really are worried about, Captain, and this is why they're going to continue to do what they're doing. They know 2022 is going to be a major, major problem for them.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to get everything done they can in that time period, because while impeachment is not on the table, the advertisements will be.
Yeah. This is House Republican Bob Gibbs from Ohio, who's filed 3 articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Unfortunately, it's not going anywhere, unfortunately. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, and I'm putting somebody on hold here. Don't know who it is, but I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more. See you after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the Del Rio area Tuesday, where thousands of migrants have gathered looking for a way into the United States. Abbott has recently asked President Biden to declare a federal emergency on the border, which would allow more federal resources to assist with the nearly 14,000 people who have gathered under the Del Rio International Bridge. The governor tells Fox News about the efforts he's undertaking as the state struggles to respond to the surge.
So here's what Texas is doing, because we know that Biden is not going to secure the border. So Texas is stepping up to secure the border. I signed a budget where Texas is providing $3 billion by the state of Texas to secure the border. And what we're doing with that helps stop the flow of people coming across that dam that you see there in Del Rio.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to...
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is his website, and you catch the Monster Cast every Sunday night at 11 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. on many of these same stations across the country. And don't forget to catch his Daily Defense. It's on at 4 o'clock on many of these same stations across the country. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. I've been a client of theirs, a customer of theirs, for going on 18 years, and they've been saving people money for almost 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, as I said, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you to find the coverage for just about anything and everything you own. Car you drive, truck you drive, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all of that. But where it really gets cheap and where you save money is when you bundle it with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance policy. That's where you save the money. So go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, check it out. And either get the name of your insurance agent, local agent from there and do it that way, or do it online, whichever way works for you, and find out how much money you can save too. I check it every year when it comes renewal time, and I continue to save a bunch of money, and knock on wood,
there's the wood, I actually get a 10% safe driver discount every year. And that goes into effect at your annual policy review. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. It is Mary, and we're going to find out what her question is. So go ahead, Mary. What's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to say I'm one of these people that hope that Fauci in the future is found guilty of crimes against humanity. But with this reporting on the VAERS system, I saw in print the other day on May 1st where hospitals and clinics and all that, especially hospitals, were not reporting who was in the hospital that was vaccinated. So, therefore, all the numbers look like it is the unvaccinated that are in the hospitals. But that's not true.
Yep.
That's in writing by the CDC. The CDC guidelines also has exactly what's in that, quote, vaccine anyway. But for them to skew the numbers and, again, spit that kind of information out to make it look like it's, if you're not vaccinated, this is what's going to happen. So they're just lying.
Well, yeah, and let's not forget that if you've had COVID to begin with, the antibodies are in your system, you don't need the shot.
Yeah, it's 20 times better.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying that kind of stuff either. And it's a scam. I don't know why people don't see it. Are people seeing that in California?
Okay. Well, let's get the answer. Thank you, Mary. Okay, by the way, Kyle, Fauci is making money off this. He's an investor in this deal.
Well, yeah, I think what's going to happen with Fauci.
So is it Nancy Pelosi and company, too. They got money in, I believe it was Pfizer.
Yeah, well, I do think at some point we're going to have a much clearer understanding. Unfortunately, because Fauci spans he spanned different administrations, that's for sure, but because of the bad blood created with Trump, and then suddenly when Biden came in, it's hard to know exactly, when to believe Fauci and when to not believe him, although I think most people tend to not believe him. But again, it just, the waters are so muddied, and we don't have a straight answer. The only thing we can really count on is that it's all going to change tomorrow, and the goalposts will be moved again. And so it will go on and on. But, yes, you do hear about people in the hospital not being vaccinated. This is part of what the president himself did the other day. He came out with the anger against the unvaccinated and so forth. A lot of people have wanted to get the vaccine.
Yep.
Some people have had the vaccine, have had a breakthrough, but they haven't wound up being as bad off. That's actually a good thing.
Okay. Well, the Pentagon plans, get this, to reassess the threat posed by the terrorists currently in Afghanistan, who, by the way, ISIS is currently using bombs, improvised explosive devices, against the Taliban.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So to say it's a mess is an understatement. But of course, what will happen is in Afghanistan, they will be able to build up their terrorist networks. They will be able to train. They'll be able to do whatever it is they want to do. And it's going to have an effect on us or our allies at some point in the future, in the nearer term, I think.
Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his government were reelected on Monday. However, the Liberal Party failed to gain a parliamentary majority, so they're the minority now.
Right, exactly. Well, they'll form a government in some way, but again, we'll have to see how it plays out.
Now, did you hear who AOC ticked off?
It was Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. She discovered that the 1% that AOC wants to tax includes a lot of regular people. She says, that's outrageous.
Well, see, but the rhetoric is you're just going to tax the 1%. And I think Whoopi was talking about some people that make good money. They do a lot, or they're taking care of their parents or their family, or they've worked hard. And see, that's the thing. in America, at least it used to be, and I'm being somewhat facetious here, it used to be that if you worked hard, you got rewarded. But now if you work hard, you're going to be penalized by the likes of AOC.
Okay, get ready, because here comes the stupid statement of the day. You ready?
Yep.
Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, the Democratic Majority Leader in the Senate, says the United States currently has a worker shortage because former President Donald Trump did not let illegals flock into the country.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. Okay, thank you, Laughing Man.
Yeah, well, we just file that into the file of just they'll say anything. Literally, it's like they make it up in the cloakroom or something, and I'm going to go out and say this and watch. They'll see if they buy it, and it's just ridiculous. And of course, he knows that that's not true, but Chuck Schumer is just playing a part here, it looks like.
Now, abandoning Afghanistan's lithium deposits, which is estimated to be some $3 trillion and counting, to China, is going to haunt the United States of America. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Because we are going to be dependent totally on China for the lithium batteries, which are the better batteries to put in your watch or your computer or your car. They have a longer shelf life, so to speak. They retain the charge a lot longer. So we're going to have to rely upon China to get our lithium batteries because we didn't go after the lithium.
Well, that's right. And all the stuff that President Biden will say, you know, we're going to be on the forefront of this, or we're going to lead the way on that, and so
we're not going to lead the way in anything.
No, and that is exactly what I think that he's ultimately wanting to do. And, Captain, if it was anybody else, we'd be looking at the ties to China and the Hunter and the business dealings and all the stuff, and then how he just gave him the lithium on a silver platter, and you'd say to yourself, huh, what's going on here?
What's going on here is we've got an incompetent and inept and incoherent State Department being run by a boob by the name of Antony Blinken.
Well, again,
that's what's going on.
Well, and it's like this is so much more of the bureaucratic sort of mentality, and there is a groupthink that goes on with that stuff. There's no real leadership, whether it's from the Oval Office, whether it's from the Secretary of State's office. Blinken is not a grand leader who's going to blaze a trail. And of course, we think about Mike Pompeo. He actually fits that bill. To be a leader, to blaze the trail.
He is a leader.
Exactly. So this is the kind of thing. And of course, President Trump, very, very decisive on what he wanted to do. We were energy independent for all intents and purposes.
No,
now we're not.
No. We were energy independent.
Yeah.
We were.
Well, of course. But you see how quickly that can be undone.
That's because they don't want to use oil.
Yeah, and that's right, because now they want to come at you and tell you about climate change, that you're going
And what do you think that's going to do for the basic economy? You think things are high right now? If they get rid of oil, okay, and they go to electric, you think it's going to make things cheaper?
No, it's actually
going to raise the price of everything.
Well, exactly right. And it's going to cripple the United States. It's going to cripple our ability to be the world.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
What they want. All right, hold that thought. It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy, folks. The Cloward-Piven strategy. Way back in the days of Lyndon Baines Johnson. All right. Kyle is going to take us to break. So here we go with Kyle.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. We appreciate you very much doing that for us because without them, we wouldn't have that. Now, would we? All right. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there. And when you pull on in there, if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, you want to become a member of the Drivers Club because it definitely is worth the price of joining, which is nothing, zero, as in zilch. So consequently, there you go. Join it, become a member, and you're in like Flynn. So how's that? Works pretty good for me. Should work pretty good for you. Alrighty, here we go. We're going to start out with a little something that we haven't played in a while. We'll be right back. Kyle, you figured out what they did to that song?
Well, yeah, that's like a remix compilation thing.
Yeah, they threw the big bass in there.
Yeah. That riff is so timeless. It never gets old.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I decided to play that just the way it was because I wanted people to hear what they'd done with the bass whenever they throw that in there. Now, they could have toned it down a little bit, I suppose, but it kind of pepped it up a little bit, gave it a little something extra.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at the weather because the weather has changed. If you don't like the weather, wait an hour and see what happens. A strong cold front will gradually push through the eastern U.S. over the next couple of days. It's going to bring heavy rain and severe weather, primarily damaging winds. And, yeah, some of this stuff could be possibly straight-line winds would cause it a lot more damage. Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, Captain. Well, tonight we continue to watch this unseasonably, well, record-breaking heat, really, in the Southland. And here in Southern California, we should be getting a cool down here before too long, but we may also have some winds that will be kicking up. So we do have heat advisories in Orange County, Riverside, looks like parts of San Diego County up north of Los Angeles as well. But we've also got freeze warnings in Southern Colorado, Alamosa area. Frost advisories, these are going to be east of Colorado Springs in the Fort Collins area as well. Craig, Nevada has a freeze warning, but fire weather warnings up along I-80 through Cheyenne, Wyoming, all the way over towards Rock Springs, and it looks also to encompass Casper. Frost advisory for Idaho Falls and Pocatello, along I-15 as well.
I thought you said Pocatello. Pocatello State is up there.
Right.
All right, well, let's take it over to Minnesota. Northeastern corner, Minnesota, Duluth, and over into the northwestern part of Wisconsin. We've got a frost advisory tonight. Going to be chilly up in there. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, same way. By the way, it's going to be windy and cool along Lake Michigan, both sides of the lake. And Michigan, you've got some rain tonight, some cold rain in Detroit, and that filters over into Windsor, into Ontario. And then we've also got Holy Toledo with rain tonight on down to Dayton. And that rain has expanded itself over in Pennsylvania right now. We've got the north-south U.S. 15 I-81 corridor, which has got rain and with some possibility of some flash flooding in some of those areas with the small streams, too. And if you're coming across I-80 going into New York, you're going to have it all the way into New York. Rain, it looks like, all the way into Long Island. And eventually that'll find its way up towards Cape Cod. Now, it also looks like I-84 over into New York. Just not quite, but it will be reaching Poughkeepsie shortly. You'll have rain along that route, too. And then we've got rain in Wilmington, North Carolina, on down the coastline, down through, it's down past in South Carolina right now, down to about Myrtle Beach. So it's still kind of hanging around that area. Now, we do have some weather tonight, developing weather, in the Gulf of Mexico. We've got a windy condition all the way from east of Pensacola in Florida, all the way across to Houston and on down to McAllen, Texas. Now, that is going to be windy. It's going to be a lot of rain over in there, too, especially in Louisiana right now, with the possibility for some storms north of Houston cranking up. So that's what it's looking like there. And then, of course, we've got the two tropical systems out in the Atlantic that aren't going to go anywhere. We do have this other disturbance that is going to become some sort of storm, and it is headed in our direction. Looks like it will develop into a pretty strong system. So, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate Denise Simon, who's coming on right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
How the heck are you?
I just get angrier by the day.
Well, Joe Biden will do it to anybody. By the way, did you see who he had in tow when he went to the United Nations?
Who, like John Kerry?
Yeah. This is John Kerry. Yep, John Kerry. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mr. World Traveler.
He Yeah, and, you know, he's there to collaborate with other world leaders at the United Nations on climate change or whatever else. Maybe he was there to do some back-channel discussions with some of the mullahs from Iran.
Right. That was my first thought. That was my first thought, even though climate change would have been the excuse. Okay, so Joe Biden gave a speech. Joe Biden thought the United Nations was the United States. And we all laughed about that. And then they had that wannabe press conference where they booted all the U.S. reporters out and kept the British reporters behind to ask questions, and everybody got mad about that.
Yeah, the press pool was pretty angry about how that whole thing transpired, that they went over to Jen Psaki's office and lodged a formal complaint. And, of course, she blew it off. She said, I wasn't there to see it, so he gives several press conferences a week, so I don't know what you're complaining about.
Well, the handlers were afraid he was going to say something wrong, obviously.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So they didn't want the reporters to do that, and their instructions were just not to have a press conference.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But like I say, he talked to the British reporters, so I guess we got to go over to the Daily Mail and see what was said.
Well, what he was doing was he was allowing the press pool to ask questions of Boris Johnson. So Boris Johnson took some questions. And then when it came time for Biden, they shoot him out of the room. So that's how that worked.
Well, that's just ducky. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon on the other side of the news break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are rolling along on a Wednesday morning. It's a Wednesday morning here all around the countryside. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.